Right now, utility companies do it the hard way. They have employees watching aircraft surveillance video to detect threats. It's very tedious work, and it's easy to miss things, as graduate student Dan Prince explains.
If any of these threats go undetected, what could potentially happen is the pipelines underground could break and damage the environment, and kind of a lot of company resources could be lost. And we've seen a few kind of high-profile cases like this. Like this is kind of related to the BP incident, where in a different way, we want to protect pipelines that go underground so that the same kind of incident doesn't happen.
When the Pipeline Research Council learned UD was using automated computer vision to detect changes in buildings, it contributed nearly $500,000 to the lab. This enabled students to develop an algorithm specifically for oil and gas pipelines, which, in virtual real time, processes and transmits images and reports the threat location on a Google map. University of Dayton research scientist Thea Suspira says this is welcome news to utility employees who are responsible for terabytes of data.
Well, I have one friend that works with pipeline, and he oversees the management of a lot of pipelines in Wheeling. And he says that, yeah, that's a very interesting topic because they have to monitor all the pipelines in the area. So there's seems like there's a very big interest in if you can automate the process, it would be great.
UD students are in the testing stages with partner California-based Pacific Gas and Electric. Dr. Vijayan Asari is the director of UD's Vision Lab.
We install this algorithm in our system in a computer, and that computer goes to the aircraft, and then aircraft flies, and then it will be able to grab the data by the cameras in the aircraft, and then the system should run in real time to process and report.
The Vision Lab team has programmed the computer to ignore things like grass and trees and instead zero in on machinery which may be too close to the pipeline. Eventually, it will be able to identify people. Alma Brookessa is a senior PhD student.
Yeah, we actually right now our system working for the construction vehicles and buildings, but we can go for the persons and detect persons too, but we need to do some modification and we need a specific kind of resolution and the size of persons and to go for that.
Prince points out the kind of information the utility company would get after the algorithm goes through each frame in a third of a second.
And kind of the result from our application is kind of an organized set of what image the threat was shown in, latitude and longitude, the distance to the pipeline, and kind of some statistics about how the image was captured to see how confident is our application that this is actually a threat.
Prince says Vision Lab data sets have detected 90% to 95% of images with a low rate of false positives. Threats are seen as anything that's unauthorized by a utility company. Graduate student Padang Siddiqui says this kind of automated monitoring hasn't been done before.
Initially, I think the people, you know, usually if you don't trust a computer to detect those or monitor this pipeline, I mean, initially it's really kind of infeasible or people don't trust that. You know. But now we have a very intelligent system, good to do the software, good hardware, can do that jobs. You know, I think that's why we reach this stage, we can develop something more advanced, something more advanced than human regions.
Right now, the oil and gas pipeline monitoring isn't 24/7 because the aircraft are not flying constantly. But according to Vision Lab Director Vijayan Asari, an effort is underway to get satellite video, which would provide round-the-clock surveillance.
So that means from different vendors, we can get satellite imagery of all the regions all the time.
From heights of 1,000 to 3,000 feet, the software can enhance image clarity by 25 times, eliminating shadows, fog, haze, smoke, rain, and other atmospheric noise. The Vision Lab also does research in the areas of brain analysis, vision-guided autonomous robotic navigation and tracking, and facial behavior recognition. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.